Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sorrows. I am Co-Chaplain Arlene Young, serving alongside Co-Chaplain Dawn Clark and Co-Chaplain Latasha Gray. On behalf of our beloved chapter president, Keisha Thurman, and the members of the Council of Chaplains and diligent Sora Sherry Nipson, I welcome you to our seventh week of BSG SAC online prayer. But let us begin with a few scripture passages the Lord has put on my heart to encourage you, to encourage us, followed by prayers by Co-Chaplains Gray and Clark. Sara Clark will close our prayer time thereafter. The prophet Isaiah 53:4-5 reads, "Now in our time of loss and grief," and I say our time of loss and grief, we know that sorrows are grieving the loss of loved ones. When one hurts, we all hurt. But let's allow Holy Spirit to minister to our spirits this morning through these readings. Prophet Isaiah 53:4-5. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." We are delivered. We are preserved. Whatever it is you need today, he is there. And in John 14, the Gospel of John, Jesus speaking, and he says to you, to us, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, for you and your loved ones in Christ. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And it says, verse 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Soros, what are you asking of him today? Jesus says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." And John 15:4-7 reads, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." And stay connected. "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." And before I close, Jesus says in John 14:18-26, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Matthew 5:4, and I close. "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." Mourning is a result of grief, but comfort brings consolation and ease. Receive and accept his comfort today. Be encouraged, Sorrows. God loves you. We all love you. And I love you too. And now, Sarah, Gray.
Amen. Thank you, Sora Arlene. I think your scriptures were a perfect transition into the prayer, because one thing that God has been laying on my heart, especially this morning, is to enter into worship. So often when we come to him in prayer, we bring our problems to him. We come to him and we talk about all the things that we're going through. And at times we forget to tell our problems about our God, because our God is bigger than our problems. And so, Sora, today I ask that you bear with me, as today I want to take us into prayer and to worship, where we just begin to tell our problems about our God and begin to magnify God rather than our problems. And with that, let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious, most high God, Lord, we thank you, O Father God, for we know that you are the great I am. Father God, you are whatever we need, whenever we need it, O Father God. You're a lawyer in the courtroom, O Father God. You're a healer when we're sick. You're a deliverer when we're stuck, oh Father God. You are a way out of no way, oh Father God. You are our provider, Lord. We call out to Jehovah Jireh, oh Father God. We call out to Jehovah Nissi, oh Father God, for you are our banner, Lord, and our battle fighter, oh Father God. We call out to Jehovah Shalom, Father God, for you are our peace, Lord. Lord, you are our joy and our strength, oh Father God. In our times of weakness, oh Father God, you are made strong, oh Father God. Lord, we ask for forgiveness, Lord, if we've ever made a problem bigger than you, Lord. We ask for forgiveness, oh Father God, if we've ever put you in a box, oh Father God. We ask for forgiveness, oh Father God, if we've ever defined you by worldly means, oh Father God. For we know that you transcend beyond, Lord. You transcend beyond time, oh Father God, that you are the God that is and still is, oh Father God, and that is to come, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, Lord, we lift up your name and magnify your name, oh Father God, because it is a name greater than any other name on this earth, oh Father God, and it is the only name that brings salvation and healing and deliverance, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, it is the only name that at the name of Jesus, everything and everyone must bow and confess, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are Lord, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we just magnify you today, oh Father God. We give you the proper position in our lives, oh Father God. We say, take your place, oh Father God, in our lives, oh Father God. Take your position, take your room in our lives. Be first, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, despite what we're going through, oh Father God, despite the trials and the tribulations, Lord, we know that you are God and that you are good, oh Father God, and everything that emanates from you is good, oh Father God. We know that in this very time and in this very hour, oh Father God, that you are above it all, Lord, that you are great, oh Father God, that you are King of Kings, Lord, that you are Lord of Lords, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we know that you are the God that spoke to the storm, oh Father God, and even it had to cease and be still, oh Father God. We know that you are the God, oh Father God, that can cause mountains to be cast into the sea, oh Father God, and you've given us that same ability, Lord, to speak to our problems, Lord, and they be removed, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for being great, oh Father God. Lord, we lift up and magnify your name, oh Father God, in this time and in this hour, oh Father God. We exalt you, Lord, oh Father God. We thank you for your healing in this place, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you dwell amongst us, oh Father God, and that where there are two or three gathered in your name, oh Father God, that you are in the midst, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, oh Father, that you are about your business, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. We thank you that you are the unfallible, oh Father God, that you are immovable, oh Father God, and Lord, that you call for us to be steadfast, oh Father God, even in the midst, oh Father God, even if winds blow, oh Father God, even as the storm rages, oh Father God, that you call for us to be steadfast and immovable, oh Father God, and you wouldn't call us to be that if we weren't it already, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever, Lord, it's already in us, oh Father God. You, your Holy Spirit dwells within us, oh Father God, and so that's power within us. In us, oh Father God. We thank you for reminding us, Lord, that we are not powerless, oh Father God, that the same way that you spoke and created the heavens and the earth, oh Father God, that we can speak to things, oh Father God, and tell it to be moved, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We can speak to things, oh Father God, and call those things to be not as though they were, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. We glorify your holy name, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you on this day, oh Father God, and we declare, surely it is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and be glad in it, oh Father God, because we choose to rejoice, oh Father God, no matter the situation or the circumstance, oh Father God. We choose to rejoice, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you that you are not moved by external situations, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you remain good and faithful, oh Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that as it says in Psalm 23, oh Father God, that you are the good shepherd, oh Father God. It is your rod and your staff that comfort us, oh Father God. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we're fear no evil, for you are with us, oh God. We thank you for being with us, and we thank you for being faithful, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness, oh Father God, and we thank you, Lord, that your word does not fail. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall not fail, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we speak your word over this situation, over everything in our lives, oh Father God, and we allow you to just have your way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. He is so wonderful. And I just get excited at the way the Holy Spirit works and how he has moved during this call, and how he has just put all of this together with the scriptures. Sora Arlene, thank you for those powerful scriptures. And Sora Latasha, thank you for that powerful, powerful prayer. And so the Lord put this on my heart last night, and he reminded me of a time when there was a lot of uncertainty going on in my life, and I really didn't know what to do. And so he brought me back to this scripture. And so in Matthew 8, verses 24 and 25, it says, "Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him up, saying, 'Lord, save us. We are about to drown.'" Sores, there may be a storm going on in your life right now. Certainly, the things that are going on right now can have us feel like we're in a storm. We may be in the storm of grief because of the loss of family, friends, coworkers, sores. We may be in a storm of financial hardship because of the loss of a job or being furloughed or a business being closed. We may be in the storm of uncertainty and confusion about what the new normal is going to look like, and wondering if we'll ever get back to the life that we knew before this pandemic. Whatever our storms are, I invite you right now to picture yourself on the ship with Jesus, that the storm is raging all around. And as you cry out, "Lord, save me," you walk to the back of the ship. And as you're walking back there, you hear Jesus speaking the words that were written in Matthew 11:28. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And as you lay down with Jesus, laying your head on his chest, in that moment, surrender the desire to control the storm, but hear the words of the Lord echoing all around you from Jeremiah 31:25. "I will give you rest and strength for those who are weak and tired." Let us give ourselves to permission to stay there as long as we need. And remember that we can go back and lay with Jesus and rest our head on his breast in our times of storm. When the storms of life are raging, he is our rest, he is our peace, he is our strength, and he is our comfort. May each of us, may each of you find rest and peace in the Lord's loving and comforting arms today and the days to come. And may we also find joy in the worship of him who is the God of mighty, of power, of provision, of deliverance, of salvation. And may we find joy and strength in his salvation as we go forward. God bless you today, Soars. May his peace be upon you. Soar Keisha, is there any last words that you have for us?
Yes, good morning and amen. Thank you again, as always, to for Sherry and the ICT team, to our wonderful chaplains and the Council of Chaplains, in bringing us this weekly spiritual guidance. Just a couple of things. Since last Saturday, we've had more loss. Please keep the following stories in your prayers: Monica Easterling and Monique Jackson, and the loss of Monique's father slash Monique, Monica's father slash Monique's grandfather, Mr. Wilson Easterling, yesterday. And also, today is the day that our soror, Vicki Logan Collins, will have the private funeral ceremony with her family. So let's keep them in prayer as well. And then for Deborah DeBose, the son, Michael, is hospitalized. And Kathy Morrow's son, Kamal, is recently discharged from the hospital. So we can keep all those sores and all those other sores breathing in our prayers this week. As we all know, God hears our prayers. I think that would help. And amen. On a positive note, happy Mother's Day to all of you out there. Grandmothers, dog moms, cat moms, godmothers, aunties, whatever you are. We know that you're guiding these young people. So enjoy your day and try to, do something special tomorrow in honor or in memory of your mom. That's all I have. Love you. Enjoy your week, Lord.
You too.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.